بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is Mona Gangoi Sahib Rahmatullahi at once taken an oath and said, I am nothing. The mass that had heard this, or let us say those that were crooked, that heard the statement, they said, well, Mona is saying, by oath he's saying that he's nothing, so that means leave him now. When he's saying something and saying by oath the name of Allah Ta'ala, then really he is nothing. So let's go to someone that is something. Now to understand the wordings of this awliya and Buzurgan-e Deen, one needs to have some level of understanding. Don't have that understanding, then you come to this type of conclusions. Mawlana was not any ordinary alim. Alim-e Rabbani, a person that you don't find sometimes in centuries, that's a level of person. There must be some reason why all Ulama will refer to him. If there's anything, then they will say, all right, this is what Mawlana said. In India, the masla of the crow being halal, haram, was being discussed, and Mawlana was also referred to. So Mawlana explained that there are three types. One that lives off filth, so that's haram. And the other one that mixes both, then there's some shubha in it because it mixes up haram and halal. It grains greens and haram as well. And the other one, the third one, is the one that eats grains mainly. Now and then it may eat something else, some food like how you get or chicken. They live off grains and greens. Now and then something comes on their way, they will eat that. But that's not their main diet. So this is halal. When this went about, so some buzurg somewhere in Punjab came out of his tongue. Look, see, today the crow is halal, tomorrow I don't know what else, vultures, everything will become halal. So when he said this, then he saw within himself that the light that was motivating him, encouraging him, and brought about the kayfiyat of iman, spirit of iman, that just collapsed. Before he had a kayfiyat of iman, in shira, heart is open, you want to do things, moving in a direction, and the mind and the heart feels comfortable. Now that comfort and that ease that he was enjoying, that is gone. See, there's three words that have been used in the Quran Sharif. One word is khatam, khatam Allahu ala qulubim. The other is طبع بل طبع الله على قلوبهم فهم لا يفقهون. And the third word is قفل or أقفال أم على قلوب قلوب أقفالها. So there are three words. Now the highest level, the highest level of a seed is قفل. A kufl is a lock, and according to many mufassirin, this locks, taba, khatam, and akfal are real, literal. They are not just figurative. We think it's a figurative word that's been used. It's not figurative, it is real. Why? The Idris Sahib Kandwalvi rahmatullahi says, see, there's a hadith which says, when تنتهك الحرمة إذا تنتهك والحرمة واجترع. Then on that طبع الله على القلوب. So when the sanctity of Allah Ta'ala has been violated, in other words, the command of Allah Ta'ala has been violated. It's Ramadan and we're supposed to be fasting. So he's not worried about the roza. He's not fasting. Wajtara, and then he's brazen about it. He says, what's wrong? So one is he's violating the command and then he's brazen about it. One is that he's breaking the command, but he's ashamed of himself. And the other is where he breaks the command, violates the command, but with the violation, he's brazen. If I'm doing this, what's wrong? Some years back we heard that there are some coffee shops in town, right? Young Muslim boys, now they want some fun. So month of Ramadan openly and they having coffee. Good families. But Umar, what's wrong? See, serious attitude. That attitude is dangerous. So then the taba comes on. See. So when the taba comes, that level of a seal comes, then to break the seal and to allow that hidayat and that inspiration and that goodness and that sweetness of iman to permeate, that becomes very difficult. So good becomes difficult and wrong becomes easy. See, so that's when it comes to the level of taba. So some people have reached that, they reached those ends where they've transcended one and they've gone to the second one. So one was the khatam. Khatam also is a thing to be afraid about. Khatam Allahu ala qulubihim wa ala sam'ihim wa ala absarihim ghishawa. He's set a seal, right? So the seed is also quite dangerous. Because when the seal comes in, then he can't see. See, Allah says, لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. He doesn't guide. Guide means he doesn't show them. So now, if you aren't shown the way, can you see the way? Allah doesn't show you, can you see it? Can't see it. So we come to another point here, it's not the intelligence that will show you. Yes, it may help you, but it can't show you. What will show you? The real thing that will show you is Allah Pak. What's the meaning? La yahdi al-qawm al-fasiqeen, la yahdi al-qawm al-zalimeen, la yahdi al-qawm al... So Allah Pak doesn't guide, doesn't show them, won't show it to you. There is a diamond somewhere. Right, there's a big land, millions of acres, but I will not show it to you. Then, is there the chance for you to discover that diamond? Very, very remote. Millions and millions of hectares of land, and it's somewhere there. And there's nothing to assist you, nothing, absolutely. Can you find that thing? Can't find it. It's like virtually impossible. So that is khatam. See? But that khatam, someone works, Allah Ta'ala can still help him. Allah Ta'ala will still help him. See, Sufyan ibn Haris, later on he became radiyallahu anhu. And at the beginning, he was responsible for saying these words, وَلَنْ نُؤْمِنَ لِرُقِيِّكَ حَتَّى that حَتَّى تُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْنَا كِتَابًا نَقْرَأُ. We won't believe, even if you are ascending the sky, when the حَتَّى تُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْنَا كِتَابًا نَقْرَأُ, you must come with a kitab from the heavens. We saw you ascending, but you don't come with a kitab from the heavens, we're not going to believe. But then خُدَى تَلَكُ اسْكَ بَرَّ رَحَمْ عَيَا. Allah took pity on him and granted him hidayat around the Fath Makkah, around this, before that. So there was the khatam, but Allah Ta'ala broke that khatam. He could see the truth. Wahshi ibn Kalb, and his crime is so severe that Nabi is affected, very much affected, made him mubahud dam. But then Nabi retracted, all right, make him off. Sufyan ibn Harb, then he is the leader of the opposition. But then Allah Ta'ala had pity on them. Looking at the halat of Abu Sufyan, radiallahu anhu, then he had some level of justice. He said, when a person has got some level of justice and not biased, then Allah Ta'ala breaks those seals. Although now he is against the truth, but he's got some levels of justice. He wants to see the truth. Right? Then Allah Ta'ala assists him. But when you go to that third level, you know, like I said, تُنْتَهَكُ وَالْحُرْمَةُ وَاجْتَرَى, that prohibition has been violated, broken down, total, and you're brazen about doing the wrong, then tawa sits in. If you want to break that, then you can't break it. So generally, this tawa comes with this two. بَلْ تَبَعَ اللَّهُ وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ. See, this Jews and Yahud, they said, قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ. Our hearts are preserved, protected. So nothing alien can permeate the heart. Why? Because hearts are all protected. Allah says, no, it's not that. بَلْ تَبَعَ, the reality is, طَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ. Allah Baka set a seal. For whom life comes, they can't see it. Now, you look at this nation from another perspective, they're very brilliant. Money, world, very, very brilliant. But you see that brilliance doesn't have to be the catalyst for hidayat. Doesn't mean you got understanding and you got intelligence, you'll come on. That's solely subject to the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So they felt, well, you are intelligent, you'll get it. You've got the brains and you'll get it right. So that's how they read it. Allah says, no, bal taba'a Allah. فَبِمَا نَقْضِهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ وَكُفْرِهِمْ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. See all that. نَقْضِهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ وَكُفْرِهِمْ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. قَتْلِهِمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ وَقَوْلِهِمْ قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ. وَأَخْذِهِمُ الرِّبَا وَقَدْ نُهُوا عَنْهُ. Right? What's right of them? أَقْلِمْ أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ بِالْبَاطِلِ. See how it goes. One thing escalates to the other. Haram, then riba, then from there now you're becoming more and more brazen. Then changing the word, يحرفون الكلم, changing the words, distorting. Then قتلهم الأنبياء, then you want to kill. And then you want to slander. And then, as I said, بل طبع الله, enough is enough now. Now that it is gone. See, that capacity for accepting was there. But now you broke the capacity. When you broke the capacity, now it's going to be very, very difficult. See, like an optician is generous, right? So he's got dozens of glasses for all the patients. He's got dozens of glasses. Take, and this will, he'll say, he'll guarantee you use this. It's made as per your script, right? And it will enable, it will help, it will enhance your vision and your sight. So there are those fortunate souls, they pick up the glasses, see it's fitting them nicely, and the vision really improves. And one person is unfortunate, so he takes a glass, he busts the thing, and he pokes it into his eye. He's misusing it, see? Tahrif. قَتْلِهِمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ. So what was given to enable him to see, he uses it to break the vision. See, it was meant for improving the sight, but the same thing he's been using to destroy vision. See that? قَتْلِهِمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ أَخْذِهِمُ الرِّبَا أَقْلِيمُ أَمْوَالَ النَّاسِ بِالْبَاطِلِ قَتْلِهِمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَةَ. So now they're breaking that same thing that was used to improve the vision, they're using it to destroy the vision. So now will he be able to see? He's taken the big broken piece of glasses and he's piercing it into his eyes. Will he be able to see? So it is his fail, but the doer in all things is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala declared it, but now you can't see. Right? But apparently it was his doing. His doing. He did this. But this happened as per the permission of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala allowed it to happen. Yes. Because this world has been designed as a world of choices. You do things of your own choice. So you went on and you did it of your own choice. Right. So you went on that line, so this happened. Now you can't see now. Baltaba Allahu ala qulub. Now Allah Akbar has seen. The whole sight is broken down. You can't see. See how it happens. So there are some actions that bring about this taba. Taba, kuful, khatam, zayr. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana. Nowadays, sometimes I feel this dua must be ready in abundance. La tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana. To get hidayat and then to beg Allah Ta'ala, to beg Him that you see right, you don't go off. You hear sometimes someone is aged 50, 60 and going off. Don't you hear the stories? So then there's a need to make this dua, Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana. Not to feel complacent. You hidayat, doing the amal, so then a level of complacency breathes in. Now that's dangerous. Rather, with all that, you still say, Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana. Don't turn our hearts away. Last night I was in Tarawih. So, Mawlana Yusuf Sahib gives some good time at the Tarwiha. Tarawih. Tarwiha is the Mufrad. Jama Tarawih, right? It gives good time. So I was thinking how much I timed it last year and this year also I timed it. So the Tarwiha, I can make about 30 istighfars and 30 La ilaha illallah. It's working exactly that. I don't know how he's doing it, but it's working exactly that. Right? So that's in the 4 rakats. In the 2 rakats, you can do about 7. 7 nicely you can do. Istighfar and La ilaha illallah. And I've been seeing others also. When Ismail got that competition about istighfar, I said, yeah, that istighfar competition, let it carry on. But let them know that istighfar is valid when it's done with some level of remorse. At-tawba al-nadama. You say, astaghfirullah. It's not going to be right. There has to be some level of remorse. Then I'm thinking, all right, but the 4 things that have been prescribed in Ramadan, one is istighfar, one is la ilaha illallah, one is jannat, and one is protecting yourself against jahannam. But I didn't cover this thing, you know, how is it going to happen now? Because I already counted 30, what about this two? So Allah Akbar put in my mind. So he said, first you praise Allah Ta'ala, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, etc. Right? So to know and understand the magnificence of Allah Ta'ala. Who's Allah Ta'ala? You are approached if people know what you have. Mullah Jami, Rahmatullah Alayh, he did his formal studies, right? And after completing his formal studies, so it was a trend in that zamana that people went for the Islam. Now we did the academic side. Now what about the spiritual side? there's two sides. To get it complete and perfect, you can't just do the academic and leave it. Do the academic, now do the spiritual. Now it's complete. Unfortunately, people's take is that we got the academic, we got it. So they don't realize there's two different sides. One is the academic, one is the spiritual. See, the Yahud and the Christian, some of them, not all, can you say that they didn't have the academic? They had the academic. يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَهُمْ. They knew. So they had the academic side, they had it. But what was lacking, the thing that was lacking, was the spiritual side. Salman Farsi radiallahu in the time of Christianity, then he got inspired towards Christianity. That was the time of Christianity, right? Before Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then he escaped, absconded in search of the truth. So then he was guided to some priest until the priest died. So the priest died, now people were mourning and crying and lamenting, all that. So he disclosed, by this guy, this person wasn't right. So why? First people must have felt upset, what was wrong? Such a great personality. He says, no, you people are giving him your gold and silver, thinking that he's going to distribute it amongst the poor and needy. But he was storing it up. يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِدَّةَ وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. He was storing it up and he was not spending it. So now, what's your proof? So he came, he showed them, see the seven big jars of gold. Now they crucified, they put it on the cross and raised him up. So they had the academic, but they lacked the spiritual. When they lacked the spiritual, say, now I got the money now, no, why just give it away? Enjoy it myself also. I am also a human being, so you see what he was lacking? The spirituality. When he lost the spirituality, lost the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, so everything went away. So you just enjoy your brief stay. قُلْ تَمَتَّعُوا فَإِنَّ مَصِيرَكُمْ إِلَى النَّارِ. Enjoy. So your brief stay, you will enjoy it, and after that you're gone, you're finished. So to get the right understanding, you need to complement the spiritual with the academic. And if it's not, then you are in a danger, a very big danger. Ala khatar, you don't know what's happening. And especially nowadays, now it's becoming more and more prominent, where people are just going with the academic and they're leaving the other side out. So it becomes even more important that you, Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali, I heard this from Mustafa Rahman and I read it also. He saw Nabi Sam one day and had more Gangoi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Gangoi is there. And had Nabi Sam is there. And Hazrat Mawlana Gangoi Sahib Rahmatullah is complaining to Nabi Sam about Sheikh. He says to Hazrat Nabi Sam, that Mulli Zakariya ko aapke paas aane ka shiddat se ishtiyaq hai. Mulla Zakariya wants to come to you. His longing and yearning is overwhelming. Lekin mera ji chahta hai ki unse aur kuch kaam liya jaye. But my heart is desirous that I need to take some work from him. So Nabi Sam also confirmed her. Waqiatan unko aane ka ishtiyaq hai. Now the question was, what was Mawlana Gangoi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali wanting of him? What was he wanting of him? Ki mera ji chahta hai ki unse aur kuch kaam liya jaye. That I need to take some additional work from him. Some work is needed now, and I need to. So, some of the Sheikh's Khulafa have explained that what Al-Mawlana Gangoi Sahib Rahmatullah wanted says zikr ke majalis ko qaim karna, to create this places, venues for zikr. Now then, why this became so important? The reason for its importance is that consciousness is gone. You know, we're speaking about academic and we're talking about spiritual. So the spiritual became so important because everybody went away with the academic, they forgot the spiritual, they forgot that consciousness for another. So they rate the person according to the academic, not according to his recognition of Allah Ta'ala, how much he knows, how much he's aware, how much he's conscious. Al-Mu'alim Asab rahmatullahi alayhi, eventually he also understood. First he would recommend his students to go to Medina and all these places to go and study. But then he realized, hey, this is not on. Because I'm looking at the mathematics, it's not working out. Because now, when we're pushing these people to go and learn in universities and all that, now they've obtained degrees, so they want to secure themselves in a university, go and lecture 3 days a week for 2 hours every day, and get a big fat salary, 80,000 rand, 90,000 rand, and that's the end of their lives. So now if that's going to happen, and these people that came to study here, who's going to take care of their villages? Who's going to teach those children Alif Ba, Surah Fatiha, Mabadi, all the primary things, who's going to teach them? They go very well, go become a university lecturer, professor, or something, got some degrees, got that fat salary. But who's going to take care of this thing here? So the need for this is far, far greater. Go back to the village with all your learning and go and teach these people the basic, go and teach them. See? Man's tabiat is, he runs and he chases towards things that are visible. As I can see it, I'll do this, 90,000 rand I'll get. And the work is very relaxed because 2 days a week, 3 days a week and 2 hours. Holidays are more than the teaching days. The package is too beautiful. Here, hey, you go make break or head with the children here. The salary can't come out, hardly come out of the salary. Look at the village condition, sanitary conditions, no hygiene, nothing. What's there for me? What's there for my children? What's there for my wife? Nothing. And here it's a bed of roses. So when you see this picture here, then you want to go there, and then, but in the process, all these people are neglected. Then in one generation, that whole village is lost. Oh, you see, hey, they don't know about Islam, they don't know about Deen, someone is getting into Hinduism, Christianity, they lost everything, all the values they have lost. So Mawana realized this. I'm going to do this. They've got very good istidad. They're going to go to this university, study and teach like this. But who's going to do this primary work? Who's going to do it? So the need now, see, has Sheikh seen this dream. That I want to do something else from Zakariya. But there is a shiddat of desire to come to him. That's why many Buzugan Adib, when they wanted to settle in Medina Munawara, so they were told by, "Tum apne ha jaakar ke kaam karo. Go and work in your own areas. It's better for you than living in Medina Munawara." Yes, when you now bought all, you're finished now, no strength to do anything, then you can come and pass away in Medina Munawara. But now if it's time to work, when it's time to work, you'll go out. There's a need here, there's a need in this area, there's a need in this area. So, kaam se kaam banta hai. When you work, you get results. Kaam se kaam banta hai. Who would not like to be in Medina? Who would not like to be dying in Medina? Everybody will desire that. But now, all these avenues are like you get a chain store, right? The outlets of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whether it is Spingo, whether it is Chatsworth, whether it is Lotus Park, whether it is Phoenix, whatever, these are outlets. So wherever the outlet may be, but if you are taking good care of it, say you are far away, Phoenix you are at, far away, so far, difficult conditions, but it's an outlet, and you're giving your dhyan, you're giving your mehnat, you're giving your time, and Nabi Sam gets to know about it, will that make him more happy than you living in Medina, doing your namaz in the Masjidul Haram? What will give him greater pleasure, happiness? Yeah, people are all on the verge of destruction. Kuntum ala shafa hufratim minan nar. On the verge. And then you bail them out. One is here, you're increasing your own ibadat. And one is there. See? So you see the sacrifice. So these people that are doing the mabadiyat, this elementary work, so don't underestimate. Teaching kalima, alif ba, surahs. It looks like a very simple work, but now, that simple work is the required thing at that time. At that time, this is the need. Right? When that is the need, then put your energy into it. One person wants to teach now hadith at a very high level. Your sanad and ravis and getting to each one, looking to every word. So he's going at a very high level. And the other person is saying, by the market for this type of a thing is 1 in 1,000, right? 1 in 1,000 person is prepared to learn it at that level. But the market for alif ba, mabadiyat, getting the people's iman right, akhlaq right, amal right, that is 101 out of 100. 101 people out of 100 need that. Then what are you supposed to be marketing then? Putting your mehnat, you see, to reconcile. Now, this is a point where you need to ask the big Allah Ta'ala. Allahumma khir li wa akhtar li, you chose for us. You can't be marketing ice cream when people don't have water to drink. You say, eat this Ola ice cream, Ola ice cream, Ola ice cream. Bhai, paani ke liye hum tarap rahe aur tum ice cream ko kehte ho? It will become the same like in that French Revolution, you know. So the public complained that we don't have bread to eat. We don't have bread to eat. Right? So I don't know who was the emperor at that time. This is about 1.5 century, 2 centuries ago. So she said, yeah, then eat cakes. Bevukuf kahi ki, right? She can't afford this. So basic things. These are the basic things. So what the world needs presently is the basic imaniyat, amal, akhlaq, muamalat, basic things. Go and teach it. Teach it. Practice it. Interact. Show them how it's done. Make it practical for them how it's done. See, muamalat, you can do it like this. Akhlaqiyat, you can do it. Show it. Show it, make it happen. When you make it happen, then say, you know, it's easy, we can practice it. It's not impossible. We thought it was impossible, but no, you can make it happen. All right, you are living, say, 10 kilometers away from the masjid. So you can't attend, from your business you can't come to the masjid, all right? But now make a provision in your shop, nice place, and call out the azan in your shop. And the staff and you get through the namaz. One friend was telling me, said, yeah, do it. I must do it. He's got an eating shop. So what do you do? He said, namaz time, call out the azan. Call out the azan and do it. But in this, that azan, the person is calling out the azan must have a nice voice. Like our Abdul Qadir. What is his name? Abdul Razak, yeah. Must have a nice voice. Not a croaky, like my voice is croaky, you know. You chase people away. Someone got a nice, good voice, people will be attracted. Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullahi, he says, give on story, you see. So, there's a Jewish family that are traveling and they come across one village. as they come across that village, so by the morning, say at about 8-9 o'clock, the Jew is taking a nice big fat expensive gift for the Muazzin. Now the Muazzin is wondering, by Jew ko Islam ke saath kya taluk, aur Muazzin ke saath usko kya nisbat? How does he relate? So he's wondering. So then the Jew spoke to the Muazzin, said, "You see, up till yesterday, my daughter was bent on accepting Islam. I had to hold her. But today when he heard your azan, say, hey, I don't want this." So the azan must be called in a nice voice, pleasant. Invite. I don't say it must be an exceptionally good voice. Even average but nice voice, call. Qulu lin-nasi husna. Nice. A good voice, in a good way, call them. So, we need to have a practical approach. What I'm complaining is, we're not having a practical approach. So look at the halat on the ground, see what's needed, and then we design a module. Design a module after seeing halat. This is halat. I don't say don't do the khassus, all these things here, but in proportion. See, proportionately, this is more important. Now, that you could do it in its time. Slowly, gradually can do it. But now, this is the present need, halat. With the present halat, then what can I do for that? How can I do it? Someone says, I mean, this, I can't do this. All right. If you can't do that, then you do have holidays. Don't you have holidays? One day, 2 days holiday you have. So one day go out in a jamaat or something. Go in a poor area. Go and build something. Encourage something. Siddiq Bandi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So he had a very great istidad. This ibarat was just coming up, flowing up. His sheikh, Asadullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, wanted him to be in Mazahir. And in a few years, he would have given him Bukhari Sharif. His istidad was so great. Now, Mazahir and Dioban, you can't just get Bukhari Sharif like that. You have to wait 30 years, 40 years before. But his istidad was like exemplary, and he must have just pushed him up there. Until one day, Mona had a guest or something. So there was some, he had a paper, newspaper. And the newspaper was showing, all right, this place here, near where he's residing, and people are turning from Islam. So Mona, when he came across that, he verified the information. See, Abu Zughani, he heard the thing. Now, he didn't just take it, he verified. See, they packed everything up, left. His sheikh got a little bit disappointed. Now, I found a vacancy for him, and then he left us, he's going to go teach alifs. I asked one person, what are you teaching? I'm teaching alifs. So, I teach all mabadiyat, all primary thing. Right. So, Masadullah Sahib Rahman was disappointed initially, but after two years or so, Mu'asadullah Sahib discovered what was happening and what he's done. So then he himself says, "Is baat mein sheikh ka istighad galat nikla aur murid ka istighad sahi nikla. My understanding was wrong and his understanding was right." See, he saw the need. Because up to that point, he thought, man with such a beautiful istighad, and he's lost the istighad. I'm going to teach all this thing here. But Allah made it such that he worked and he worked, tirelessly he worked. So I say tirelessly he worked now. It's one man that is running the madrasa. If there's a building, that building is, he's doing the building. If there's some administration that is required on the cooking, he's doing that. One man is doing it, right? So now this building carrying on, and he has to run the madrasa, right? So the child that needs to read his kitab, or do his door, or whatever else. When I saw the site, he got three children, right, come and read. So whilst he's inspecting what has to be done, giving instruction, do this, don't do that, these sabaks are not being neglected at all. So that is happening, and this is happening as well. See? Allah made it such after that, that all those thousands of madrasas around came under his wing. He started them off. And number two, his madrasa also excelled. Bukhari Shah, all that started off. Right. So he didn't get deprived of it entirely. But at the beginning, a lot of difficulty was required. A lot of, kaam se kaam hota hai. At the beginning, he's going, here is a pocket of Muslims living here, 500 families there, 200 families here, 50 families living there. So he will go himself and try and work it out, how to think of a plan, work it out, how to get them started off. Get on a student that's learned to the second year or something, push him there, let him start them off. It's a very hard time, very, very hard time. At times, now there's no place to sleep. He's going, just traveling for his little bit of luggage, a little bit of tosha and khana, and he's going. No place to sleep. Now the only place available is a barn. On the one side is cows, on the one side he's got his bedding, he's lying there. It's like the whole night I can't sleep because I don't know, in belo ka to koi thikana nahi. Bhes or bel ka koi thikana, you don't know this cow come and tramp on you. So he's lying down, but half asleep and half awake. Like that Badshah that used to come to Slim, says, why don't you get married? He said, no, if you get married now, if you keep your one eyes closed, one eye open. So in that condition he worked. And he got the whole place turned around. See? So ye kaam se kaam banta hai. Now when jiske dil mein wo dard ho, gujarati lagni ho, you know, lagni, the dard ho, then you'll do it. Anything will come. I must do this. And Allah Pak will make it happen. And then when I was teaching them, then when it comes to his holidays, now see how he's working the holidays. So the holidays now, say, hey, I need to get this thing round up nicely, get it sealed. Because you're getting a lot of groups coming. Someone is Qadiani, someone is Shia, they're putting the influences. Now how to tie them up? You know, the village people, sometimes, relatively, it's easier to work with them, sometimes. So come the holiday, then he'll come to Dioban. Now, say, the madrasa is closing, right? Shaban is about ending, so the madrasa is about closing. So he comes to Dioban and speak to Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. That was his ustad, right? He should take his mashwara from Sahib, after Mu'asadullah Sahib. So then Mufti Sahib will get ready, join him for a month or so, going to the villages, right? Teach them all, the big crowds there, 500, 1,000 people, all villages, basic things. And then Mullah would insist on them to take bayat. So they all take bayat to Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Now, I understood what he was doing. Because for them, it is such, okay, when they have taken bayat at this peer's hand, they won't move then. They won't move to Qadianism, Shiaism, Salafism. So this will be a protection for them for the rest of their lives. Now, they're not tied up to anything. Then it's easy for this person to come. So if some new sect comes, some new denomination, hey, hum jab tak apne peer saab ko nahi puchenge, kuch nahi karte. They'll have that attitude. Jab tak ki hum peer saab se nahi puchte, hum kuch nahi karte. We won't do anything until we don't ask him. So now they hooked up in one line. They're not going to move. See all this work. Kaam se kaam banta hai. So this is that vision. See, this is that vision, sight. One was where Allah put taba, khatam, aqfal ala qulubiha. And one is now, Allah created that vision, understanding, all right, do this. It's not supposed to be like this, do it like this. Night and day is carrying on, man is carrying on. Some places, for days, he's only eating bhaji, you know, bhaji, what they call it, herbs. And about the best novelty in his house for years, was potato. Just, that was a novelty. No meat, nothing. Potato, that was the novelty in the house. For years, until about after about 30 years or something, then futuhat started. But over 30 years, that was. See? So sometimes it happens that one person sacrifices and the whole area is lightened up. He gave himself, right? One person gave himself up. But what happened to the whole area? That whole area's iman got saved. It was difficult, uphill. No food, no proper shelter, no home. Right? People are rejecting you, accepting you. But with all that, I need to work. I can't just carry on. I can't see these people going to Jahannam. See that Nabi ka dard. A'akhidhum bihujazikum wa antum tuqahimuna fi an-nar. You are jumping in there. I'm holding you by your waist, pulling you out. So that's the Nabi's dard. What is the dard of the Nabi? How must I do it? How must I work it out? Pull them out. You want to jump in, but I want to pull you out. How must I do it? So in this type of sitting, if you think, all right, more than thinking is ask Allah Ta'ala's hidayat. Give us that guidance. Show us what must we do. How must we do it? Give us the tawfiq, give us the strength. I got limitations, every respect of limitations. But now to see these people going into ruin, into peril, into destruction, Allah, it's difficult. And how your Nabi will take it. And if he understands that we had the resources and we didn't pay attention to these people, how will he take it? Imagine you got 10 children, right? One child is very well off, very, very well off. Everything. He got jets to fly, right? He got whole fleets of taxis. You name it and he's got it. And the others don't even have shoes to wear. They're dying because they don't have homes, they don't have shoes to wear, they don't have proper food to eat, they're dying. This person is not concerned about them. You get to know about it, that your child, this 1 year, he's desensitized. Huh? Huh? Moli Bilal, kya kahenge? Desensitized. Yeah. He's immune towards them. No feelings. How do you feel? Do you feel good towards that son of yours? So when you think that this is the Nabi and this is his children, النبي أولى بالمؤمنين من أنفسهم وأزواجه أمهاتهم. So when the أزواج is أمهات, then he is the كل أبي لكم. So this person is so well off. This is the attitude that he's got. How does the Nabi see it? Does it bring pain or not? How much of pain it brings to the Nabi? So the one attitude is, but he's not doing it, and that person is not doing it. Yeah, main kya karun? Yeh kuch nahi karta hai. But isse kaam nahi chalta. You're going to shift the blame on that person and the third person, fourth person. Kuch kaam nahi. Say, let me jump in. Whatever I can do, let me at least help out. Some way or the other, let me help out. No, they're doing this and they're womanizing and they're drugging and they're doing whatever other thing. But you're going to put your mind to that, you're not going to do anything. Whatever you can say, whatever you can do, do that much. The next person will come and carry on, continue. But start it off. Okay. You see that taba, khatam, and I said aqfal. And then, what is the type of work that is required? According to halat, according to situations, circumstances, what must be done? So I said, one simple way is, we got holidays, 1 day, 2 day holiday, right? Before that, we're planning it. So, see, we targeted Chatsworth, this area here, right? So now we know all the halat there. You mustn't mean that 1 day, 2 day holiday, we got, say, it's Thursday or something, and we got a holiday, then we start planning. That's not right. So we got all the demographics, the area, the homes in that area, who's the responsible area, what can work here, what can't work here. We made the contacts with the persons, everything. Now we went there, and now aren't there greater chances for you to be able to work there? As compared to the person that didn't do anything, right? And just went there now. Bichara, what are we going to do now? Nobody coming for gas, nothing. So nobody will come, definitely nobody will come. But you did all the homework, you know, in that week now, you said, all right, you've got someone to find out how many homes there, how many are committed, how many have got some concern, some figure. Right? You got someone on the phones, right? You get someone that can do all this thing here, all this preliminaries, he's doing all that. Now you came to the weekend, I said, hey, we're going to work this whole place. But I ask you, if our ulama, if they get onto this, kitni bastiyon mein taghayyur inqilab aa jayega, a little bit of apne aaram aur rahat ka zara hair phair, just alter it around, just change it, a little bit of our aaram, you know. You can't do it every week, then at least 2 weeks in the month, you know, 2 weeks in the month you give to your wife, children and whatever else, and 2 weeks, all right, I'm going to do this. I need some friends to help me out. So he made tashkil, made figure of the area. What are we going to do? We've got a whole charter. How are we going to do it? Where are we going to do it? And what's the work that's supposed to be done? Now he went. Right? Just to create a safe haven for yourself only is not sufficient. I say create a safe haven for your Islam in your surrounding. Do it. But then, what about woman hawlaha? لِتُنْدِيرَ أُمَّ الْقُرَىٰ وَمَنْ حَوْلَىٰ those that are around, then do you think about them as well? Aren't they also the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? لِتُنْدِيرَ أُمَّ الْقُرَىٰ وَمَنْ حَوْلَىٰ How can we talk to them? What should we do? Kaam se kaam khulta hai. When you start off a work, then Allah Ta'ala creates other new avenues for you. And who knows that these people that are going out, now they start coming. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ Now that they're going out, they're coming in again. They're going out and they're coming in. So we're in Johannesburg airport, I think, when we arrived. So I'm seeing with the corner of the eyes that there is a whole group of Christians. Right? So all right, they got no pardan, that when movement, everything. Kasi Mastura Jamaat. But whatever it was, they got the whole thing carrying on. And the leader of the group is advising them. He's giving them, in public terms, Hidayat Bayan. Right? He's giving them the bayan. But with all the commotion that's carrying on in the Christianity, but they're still carrying on. And they're still carrying on. They are saying, hey, but this person is doing this, and that one is doing that, or whatever. Batil, Ahle Batil, with all the Batil, but they can be so strong, they can continue, they don't break the spirit. And Ahle Haq, when they got Allah Ta'ala with them, then shouldn't they be strong? La tahinu wa la tahzin. Don't break your spirit. Don't feel. Start off. One person speaks to the other, second person to. So I said, one is like the weekends, right? Weekends. Sometimes it's a holiday. 5 days, 8 days, 10 days holiday. In advance, we are thinking about it, all right? Family will need some time, 3 days, give them, all right? Happy, this, that, whatever we did. And still, we got 7 days. Can't we go and work in this area? So we earmarked the area, did all the demographics, homework, met the persons. How can we link them up? What should we do? How should we go about doing it? Right? So, we spoke about Hazrat Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and people did not know his worth. So, this commotion of this crow was coming up. There was one Madzub, Ahlullah, right? And someone went up to this Madzub, I think his name was Sai Tawakkul Shah. That was his name, Sai Tawakkul Shah, Punjab. So someone went up to him and says, hey, but you know, this is a masla that is coming up, and what's your take? He says, Are, tum mujhse poochte ho. Main to dekh raha hu ki Hazrat Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh ke qalam arsh ko dekh karke chalta hai. It sees the arsh and works. Comes from the arsh. So you're asking me about him. Again, on Arab Sheikh, great Arab Buzurg, so forth. So he was brought, came to Gangwa somewhere for some work, whatever business he was. Right. So he came here. At that time, Imam Gangwa Rahman had passed away. So this Sheikh was a very great person, very, very great person. So they took him to some place of importance, showing him, this is Shah Abdul Quddus Sahib Rahmatullah, his grave. So he cried a little bit, was a little bit affected, and he moved on. So the one that was taking him around, he said, tomorrow I'll take him to Hazrat Mawlana Gangwar Rahmatullah's grave, but I won't let him know. There's a masjid near there. There's a masjid and there's a Qabristan after that. Those that have seen it, right? So we'll just take him by the masjid, and we won't tell him that there's a Qabr there. Let's see what his response will be. So they did as they planned. So as he came there, uncontrollably he shrieked, he couldn't stop himself. About 20 minutes before the adhan, he's crying, he's shrieking loud, loud. Adhan went, he's still crying. He had to force himself just to bring composure until the namaz was done. The namaz was done, he still can't control. After an hour or so, then he said the person that brought him, see. He says, see, when you're bringing me to some buzurg of this level, let me know in advance. Because I must prepare myself to come to this person here. This person can lose his life. Man's ruhani is so, so powerful. And, it's enough to serve a whole world. That's a ruhani that he's got. You just brought me here. You didn't even tell me this is the force of the current. If I know the force of the current, then I know how to compose myself. I said, through the light of the Shariat, he has just concealed his ruhaniyat. Through the light of the Shariat, he has concealed his ruhaniyat. He just on maslahs, jais, najais, etc. So people look at him just on that. But in the meanwhile, he's concealed this. I bring this about. Why do I bring it about? See, when we say we have to create a safe haven, so there is a tartib in creating a safe haven. You can't just say, I just created a safe haven. Because you need to be right for the haven to be right. If you are off then, a little bit off then, you know, you look at a world map, right? See the Kaaba Sharif. See, you're traveling towards there, but you're a little bit off. From South Africa, a little bit off. As you come there, how far you'll be? Yeah? Gee? Completely off, isn't it? From the distance, it seems that you're slightly off. As you're traveling then, you'll be totally off. You'll be 100,000 miles away. So the individual has to be right. Right? For the haven to be right. For the individual to be right, he then needs to connect to someone. Yeah, am I right? He's keeping himself under scrutiny, under supervision. Hey, am I right, not right? Am I right, not right? Just put me right again, put me right. Wherever I'm going off, put me right. Until he becomes a beacon, until he becomes a lighthouse, until he becomes as though the compass, he becomes a compass himself, that now he can work the direction himself. So he needs to become so powerful. So you have to have that dual effort. The one effort is you're working on yourself, correcting yourself. And then a little bit of dawah that you're doing. So when there's a dual effort, then inshallah you'll be going right. But if it is that you're just giving and you're not connecting, then natija kya hoga? The one that is gone off, like I said, you're going from here. You say, all right, I'm there, but just a little bit off. As you're going, you're 1,000 miles away. See how far you can go, you can drift. From here, it looks very insignificant. But as you approach, then it's a disaster, it's a problem. So the khulasa of what we spoke today is we have to come right, continuously, all the time. There mustn't be a time to say, no, I'm enough now, I'm right, and you people, you take care of yourselves. The complacency mustn't breed in at any time. And the proof for that is two. See, the wisdom's last dua, Allah mughfirli. So if there was no need to correct, then why did he say Allah mughfirli? Right? Number two is, then till the last namaz that he performed, right, last namaz, he still begged for hidayat. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. So, the fikr to still be right, right going off, right off. So, to be connecting all the time. To be working and to be correcting. Working and correcting, connecting, connecting, correcting and working. Now, inshallah, ummeed that you'll reach. Allah Bakhtofi Nasib Kare.